Okay, we're doing Chazonish. We're up to the fourth chapter, the second paragraph. V'omnam imanu motzim lifamim yechidim sheyichusan lemidot eino al tzad ha-shivyon mechol mida u-mida. If you recall, we had discussed last time that working on one's traits is something specific where a person has to acquire the traits and a person has to get into the habit of having positive traits. And then the Chazon Ish had said that in essence you could boil down all the traits to one point. There's one real good trait and one real bad trait, and that is the letting life take its course. Well, then a person ends up being self-central, a person ends up being a vengeant person, an arrogant person, and all the good traits can be summarized as that decision that I will decide how I will behave. I will take control. My desires don't control me. I will control how I will behave. I will have an ethics, a value to which I will live up to. And when I live up to it, so then I acquire all the good traits. And then there's no limit to how much good a person will do and accomplish. When a person looks at the world as a place where if I'm in control of myself, I accomplish, so then a person advances and acquires good traits. But sometimes you see people that their traits are unequal. Meaning he just described that it's all a question of a balance. Can I have a long-term view? Will I take control? But sometimes you see people who are good in one trait and not so good in another trait. Kmo shirainu shemidat ha'tava le'arev lachech lo ta'avirenu al da'ato, ma'avat ha'kavod ta'avirenu al da'ato. He said, I gave you an example earlier. You have a person who, as much as he likes good food, he's never going to eat something non-kosher. Okay, that's not going to win him over. But his desire for honor, if you dare say something that's slightly less than what he feels he deserves, oh boy, then there's no holds barred. You have no idea what a person can do. So you see people that way. It's just a question of pushing the right button and suddenly they're off the handle. In other areas, they take control of their desires, and then there's a specific area where they lose it. Those of you who have siblings know what I'm talking about, right? Siblings are the ones, siblings, parents, family members are usually the ones who can push our buttons and bring us to places of rage where no one else can. So that's true about all traits, that sometimes a person has certain traits which he can conquer, and other areas where he's not as much in control. So then the reason behind it is not at the root. He says, the logic here is that you need different strengths to conquer different traits. So sometimes a person has a weakness, in that area it's very hard for that person. And a person can, let's say you apply your foot to the pedal, you apply the same amount of gas. But when you're going uphill, you're not going to move as fast. So sometimes a person has a very, very difficult challenge. He has a very great weakness in one area. And so he can't even be confident that he'll ever be victorious and win that trait completely. And so he leaves it go. Sometimes a person feels like, that's my weakness. That's going to stay that way forever. So there are people like that, where they apply a little bit of gas, and then they conquer the traits that are easy to conquer. And different people have different traits that are easy for them. One guy, it's easy for him to take control of his anger. Another guy, it's easy for him to take control of his eating habits. Another guy, it's easy for him to take control of his schedule. A fourth guy, it's easy for him to focus during davening. Different people have different areas that are easy for them. And very often we go for the path of least resistance. So we feel like I'm a good person because in the areas that are easy for me, I've conquered. Now different people of the same age group will have different weaknesses, and that depends on the root of who a person is. It also changes with age, by the way. People who couldn't care for their honor when they're younger, as a person grows older, so a person's sensitivity to their own honor grows and grows and grows. That's the nature of man. If you don't take control of yourself, that's why you hear about people that when they get old, they become nasty, they become grouchy. Well, there's a need. As a person grows, a person has a greater need to feel appreciated. And a person is far more sensitive to how people speak to them. Okay, a person has to take control of that. A person has to be on top of that. What I'm telling you now is not my own insight. I heard it from Rav Shechter in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. That Rav Soloveitchik was, I guess, the oldest in the class when he was teaching it. He said that as you age, you have to be careful that you don't find yourself more and more sensitive for your own honor, because that's an area, in most areas, Rav Soloveitchik said, as we age, our Yetzer Hara goes down. You have more control and less desire. Because you have less desire, you have more control. So Rav Soloveitchik said, that's true of other desires, aside from the desire for honor. There, a person, as he ages, the desire only grows. You have someone who has a greater tendency to be angry than someone else who has a greater tendency to go after food. So when a person doesn't have a challenge with regards to food, so then he finds it very easy to withhold himself. I remember when I was a kid, I wasn't interested in food. It didn't interest me. I used to ask my parents, is there a pill out there I can take instead of eating? Who needs to eat? It's a waste of time. It didn't interest me. Now, I'm lucky. I don't know if my mother took that personally. I don't know. My mother never told me. But it had nothing to do with her cooking or anyone else's cooking. I wasn't interested. If you're not interested in something, it's very easy to conquer it, right? It doesn't attract you. Now you have another guy. His challenge is food is his challenge, but anger is not his challenge. So then he takes control of anger more easily, and he says, "Here, I'm working on my traits. I haven't gotten angry in months." Okay, that's the easy one for you. And that's the way it works with other traits as well. And most of the time, people you encounter who are like that are not really working too hard on attaining a wholeness. They're taking the areas where they are naturally inclined, and so they're pursuing that, and they feel good knowing, I'm a good person. Look, there are areas where I'm a very good person. But vehamotav, but the remaining attributes, the remaining traits that they should really develop, hem muznachim leteva haadam, they leave that to their nature, asher ayir pere yivaled. Man is born, that's the verse we quoted earlier, the verse in Job, man is born a wild boar. When we're born, we're like a wild donkey, and if we don't have training, if we don't take control of ourselves, so then that's how we are. People wonder at what goes on in Africa. The tribes train these kids to murder. And people say, what's going on? Where's the children's innocence? No. When we're born, we're all wild and self-centered. And it's very natural. If a person isn't trained, so then a person left unchecked is going to behave in that manner. And that's second nature. That's first nature. We have the potential to be godly, but that requires work and guidance. So we all have a choice. And the Chazanish says the natural way to go is to choose the path of least resistance and then feel like we've accomplished something. We take those traits that are easy for us and we conquer them, and then we say, look at me. You take a book on bettering your traits. You take an Orchos Tzadikim, Pathways of the Just, Pathways of the Righteous, Mesilat Yesharim. You take one of these books, you look through the chapters, you'll see some of the chapters seem easy. To every person, different chapters seem easy. I can do that. And then there are chapters that are very hard. And that's true for everyone. But you know what? That's where true work comes in. That's where we become great people. When we take the areas that are not easy for us.